Hi, Yatan.
Hi.
Yeah, I believe that you have received an email from our department.
Oh, I haven't looked up. Been doing other stuff. Hang on. I'll have a look.
Yeah. Yeah, put me on speaker first, and then,
You're on speaker. You're on speaker. I have not received an email yet.
Check the email.
I have, yes.
All right.
Yeah, so I have just received it. That you are that we are sending you our security funds that are 177 had it wasn't 177, it had the extra dollars at the end of it. Did you realize that?
You said about 177,000. So that's why
Yes.
we have issued the check on that. So in case once we will gonna settle down the account, don't worry about the $900. We will gonna send it back to you.
Okay. Now, I just want you to just to know that I noticed it, and I didn't know whether it was meant to be the right amount or just that 177.
Okay. It was 177,900 maybe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, around about that. Yeah. But I just
Yeah.
wanted you to know that it didn't correlate with what I saw in the check. And yeah, the extra, thank you very much. Right. Okay. I don't have a printer, so I'm gonna have to go and get that done.
You don't have to, you know, like right at the moment, you don't have to, you know, print it out. Once it's needed, you can able to print it out. Till now, till the time, you
yeah.
can download that.
Can just leave it like that till the time, can I?
Yeah, sure. You can leave that till the time, or you can download the app, like download
no,
the check and in your phone.
No, I'll just leave it in my phone, and then I know where it is.
Okay, right. You can leave that on your phone. Now,
yeah.
right at the moment, like we have already sent the check and everything has been settled down. Now we have to go ahead and make that transaction go through. Now, before we go ahead and make the transaction, you need to keep that in your mind that whatever you are doing. Okay, so you don't have to do it from your end. We will gonna do that by our own self. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have from the fraud department like we have already contacted, and they have sent us the bank account details to where the Commonwealth Bank employees were sending the money. Okay. They have tried to send the money on Thailand, as I have told you earlier. So they have given us that fake account details, like not the fake account, it's a real bank account details from where they are trying to send money for so many times. Okay.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The thing is that was not the only one thing, like the one account that where they are sending that money. That is the account, not only your money, which they are trying to send. It is the hackers bank account where several times they have tried to make transaction from several peoples.
Yeah.
So we have already found out the account details where they were sending the money. It is you know, like a company's name.
All right.
Bank account details that they are sending. It is under a company's name. So for the further guidance, what we will gonna do, we will gonna email you the whole details of that company and their address, the account number, and each and every detail on your email, so that you can make a note of it and write it down the details. So it might be I don't think that you might be received any calls from your HSBC regarding this confirmation, but if you have received any calls, they will gonna ask you that why you are sending this money to overseas countries like Thailand. Then what you're gonna say to them, that why you are sending this money to Thailand,
You can tell me what I got to say.
Just think about it. If you wish to send this money, then what should be the reason? Because we both have to, you know, like...
I really don't want to talk to them. I really don't.
I don't think that... No, like, I don't think that they will gonna call you. Maybe they will gonna send you a confirmation email that either the money has been sended or not. Or if they will gonna give you a call back for the further verification, because as I have told you, whenever any employees will approve any transaction, they should have called you up before they authorize any transaction. It's their rules and regulations. Okay. So it might be happen that you will gonna receive that call from HSBC and they will gonna ask you that what is the reason you are sending this money to, because like we can't send you the money, the whole amount at a time. We have to send the money in part way. Okay. So first of all, we will gonna send the money, the amount would be about 49,800 or 900, something like that. I will gonna let you know that in which amount we are sending, but we need to make sure that you need to give them a proper reason that why you are sending this money to this company. So according to me, you can tell them that
you tell me I could lay low and not get involved in this time.
No, you don't have to involve anything. Like maybe for the further verification, as I have told you, that if they will gonna call you, you need to authorize the transaction, right? Because if we can't authorize the transaction, we can't able to catch the hackers down. That is the reason why we have sent it our money, because the hacker's bank account, the business account, it is blocked. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because they know that. Now, whenever this money will be gonna go back to their bank account, whenever they will try to withdraw it, and we will gonna catch the hackers from
I get it now. So what they're gonna do, you're gonna do what you saw happening last time. All the times they try to draw the money out.
Yeah, right. But this is the real transaction that we are making, and this is the real bank account. Because they were sending the money to Thailand before, so we are using the same bank account to the hackers. So whenever the hackers will try to withdraw the money, the local cops will gonna arrest that people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company. It's not a person. So that means there would be no a single person there. There might be bunch of hackers who are doing this.
Yeah.
So we need to must catch all of them.
Okay, so it'll be sent. Now, just getting this straight in my head, I know you're going to send me a transcript, but so it'll be no more than, 47,000, I think you just said in your round about that thing.
49,000. I will send you the amount as well. I will mention the amount as well. But before we do that, we need to make something up that what we will kind of say to them if you will receive any calls from your HSBC. Now, according to me, you can say them that you are buying a property in Thailand. Okay, that is the reason why the property will cost you about 150,000 or 200,000, something like that. So you are sending a partial payment to this company because you are buying a property from them. Okay? And if they will gonna ask you that from where you get the details. So tell them you have got a family relations with these people and they have come to your home before. And they stay with your families as well. So you have got a family relations with these people. So you know them very well. So you are buying a property. That is the reason why it's a partial payment that we are sending it to this company. Okay? And you wanted to, if they will gonna call you up and they will gonna ask you the reason, you need to tell them this. Okay?
When you do your notes, can you write that too, please?
Yes, we will gonna sending you all the account information as well, and we will go
and work. I want to know that screed to say and that sort of thing, so I've got it in front of me and I can't waver from that.
Right, so then you want me to email these reason to you, and you can make a note of that?
Yes, I understand, but it's better coming from you in case I miss a word or something when I'm listening to you and just writing it down. I need the black and white from you.
Yeah, that's fine.
You didn't know I could be this tough, did you?
Yeah, so nice of you, because you see that we can't, you know, wait for the hackers, so that, because it might be happen if they would gonna doubt it on anything, they would gonna run away. So we don't want that to happen. All right, we will gonna send you that as well. But before we send you, we need to make sure that I will gonna explain it to you so that you can keep that in your mind for a moment. Like suppose you are buying a property in Thailand, that is the reason why you are sending this money to this company, correct?
I'm sending the money to this company. We're buying a property with family relations. That came about through family relations, and we're going ahead with it.
Yes, right. You are buying a property, and they're going to ask you that, do you have got the papers of that property that you are buying? Then what are you going to tell them?
Do I tell them yes or no?
Tell them that you will get the receipt and the details and the paperwork by post. You will gonna get it within some days, but don't worry about it. Like, they are like my family, so I just send it this money to them because I know them very well. We have got a family relations, like we are like a family. Okay.
Goes on the sheet too. All these things that you're telling me, I need you to write down for me, please.
Yes, we can write it down for you, but we just wanted to let you know before we do these things. So that's why I'm just explaining to you.
Do you know something? My blood pressure is through the roof at the moment, so it better get sorted quick.
Yes, right. So, in short, if I wanted to say you this, in short, you are just buying a property in Thailand, and this is half of the money which you are transferring to this company, because you are buying this property. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what I'll do, you do one thing, you can put me on speaker, and you can do your work. You can do your work and you can sit back and relax for yourself. Have a cup of coffee or a glass of water and just sit back and relax for yourself. Then I will let you know. I'll speak to you whenever it will need it. Okay?
Okay. Now, I will not be here from 2:45. I have to go and I can't talk to anybody until I come off shift.
Okay, then. Okay, then it's about 1:00 at the moment, so we will gonna sort this out within half an hour, okay?
Okay, all right, so anything that you said to me goes on paper, so I know what, so I've got assurance there, because it just makes me feel better.
Yes, right, we will gonna send this to you right now within 5 minutes, so just be on the line.
Okay, rightio, not a problem. I've got heaps of work to do, so I'll be busy.
Okay, all right.
Now, I can leave that check on my phone, can't I? I'm just confirming I can leave the check on my phone.
Yeah, you can leave that check on your phone for now. You can download the check if you want to, but you don't have to print up the check at the moment. You can leave it. Once the investigation will get finished, you can print up that check. Okay?
The question I have for you is that if this is going to go ahead like this and my name's on that account, what happens to that account afterwards? Do we cancel that and get a new bank account for me? Or how does it affect my current HSBC account?
No, it is your own bank account. Once we were going to finish this investigation with the hackers, we will going to catch these hackers, you can use the same bank account like the way you are using at the moment. All right, you can use that account the way you have banking with Combank. So you can use the account after that.
Right. Okay. Now, I just want to know that HSBC, because that's just a new account. I just didn't want anybody knowing about it, if possible. That was all.
No. Nobody will get to know that. As I have told you, these are the confidential details. We don't share these things to anybody.
I know you tell me, but I'm still nervous and I'm still uptight. Don't worry. And make it
don't get nervous. I'll sending you. I have already informed them, so they will gonna sending you all the details and all the information in your email, so that you don't have to send the money from your end. We will gonna do that by our end. I'm gonna let you know that what you need to do. Okay.
Okay. Rightio. So you're doing all of that. I'm just sitting back. Now, there are a lot of times I don't answer my phone because of work. We are not allowed to use them at work at all. And so there are lots and lots of times I don't use my phone. So maybe they've been trying and trying and I won't answer it because I'm not allowed to.
Okay, then if maybe they will gonna send you the email. If you receive that such email, you just can forward me that email. Okay?
I'll just send you an email. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at work until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, so there's nothing happening then. We're not allowed to have our phones on the floor.
Okay. Maybe if you have received any call, maybe I think you will receive the call tomorrow only. I think.
Okay. Well, I'm working until 10. And then sometimes I don't hear my phone. If I'm driving, I don't have my phone on. So only because I can't concentrate. So there'll be times when my phone will not be
visible. Yeah, that's not a problem, man. You do one thing. I'm putting you on speaker, and I'm sending you the details by email. Okay?
Right, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just putting you on a hold for a moment. So you just stay on the line.
Okay.
I can do your work. Once I need you, I'll ask for you, then come back to the mobile.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Is there an?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just open up the AnyDesk application on your mobile?
Yep. Let's come up with that message again, but I don't know whether that means anything or not.
Can you see the numbers?
Yep. 273.
Okay. Hold on.
029-5663.
Now give a click on I'm aware of the risk and accept.
Starting to broadcast.
Yes, start broadcast.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Can I just hold on? Now, swipe up your screen from bottom to top, from the left-hand side.
Yes, going back to the number.
Yeah, now come back to the home screen from the left-hand side. Yes, now open up HSBC AU.
Yeah.
So, can you see generate security code?
Sorry, what was that?
Generate security code on the bottom.
Yeah, generate security code. Hit that.
Yeah, give a click on that.
This is happening. Log on your security code.
Give a click on transaction security code.
Okay, done. Okay, yep, done.
Okay, now I'm providing you the numbers.
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
Now,
where it says last four digits, type there 00.
In that long white line, in the long line?
Yeah, the first box, type there 00.
Yep.
94.
Yep.
Okay, now click on the second box.
Second box.
Yeah, just below that. Can you see a white log panel?
Yes, that's okay.
Now type there, W is in cap, W.
Yeah.
Then all in lowercase, EL, E for echo, L for Lima.
Yeah.
Then 90.
Yep.
Three eight. Yeah. Yep. Then 21.
21.
Yes.
21.
Yes. Yep. 21. Give a click on
that. And generate the code.
Yeah. Give a click on that. Generate code. Okay. Now. Hold on. 5 1 2 5.
Okay, now swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Now just be on that page.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, just be on that page and put me on speak. Now I'm putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you with a short moment of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you just check your email? That have you received an email?
Okay. Yes, preparing for the account security. Yes, just come in at 1:23.
Okay. Open up the. Okay, just hold on, just be on that page. Okay, can you just open up the email that you have received?
Yep.
Okay, now check the new email. Maybe you have received a new email.
I should get a new one now, should I?
Yes, right.
I've only got one to me go so far.
Refresh this page. Give a click on the top mailboxes, give a click on that. Give a click on inbox.
Yeah, it's nothing there except that one.
Yeah, now open up the first message that you have received.
Yep, regarding for the account security.
Scroll down the page.
Oh, hang on, this is the only one I've got. It's the one with the check on it. Oh, hang on, no, this one might be boom, 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 boom something. Is that what you're telling me, the company?
Yeah, now can you, no, not that one. It started with just below that, company name, and just below that, can you see star service?
Oh, hang on. Oh, sorry. Okay. Swift code. Does it go right down to the end?
Okay, hold on. I'm sending from the beginning. All right, just hold on. I'm sending you from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, just hold on. Just stay on the line.
Now, hang on.
Yeah, I'm doing it in a fresh way. Just hold on. Now, and within a short moment of time, we will gonna receive the new email, the name and the details of that company, which is Star Service International Private Limited. Alright?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you swipe up your, go to inbox on the top, you will gonna receive this. Once again, just hold on. Have you received any email?
Yep, one's come in.
Okay, now just open up the email.
Company name, Star Service International Proprietary Limited.
Uh-huh. Now that is the company name where we have sent the amount. That is Star Service International Company Limited. All right.
Yeah.
And it was their office address just below that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they were gonna ask you these things. They were gonna ask you to whom you have made the transaction. So just confirm them with the company's name, that is Star Service International Company Limited. All right. Now,
Star Service International, yes.
Yes, right. Now, just scroll down the page. There should be. Okay, now just below that, can you see the bank's name?
Carusa Karangsai Bank, is that it?
Yeah, Krungsai. It would be Krungsai Bank. The business account belongs to the Krungsai Bank, and you have got the savings account number, mm-hmm. and they have the SWIFT code.
What was that last bit?
Okay, now. On the top, can you see Krungsai Bank?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the company's account belongs to the Krungsai Bank. Now, can you see the account number?
1270-47-0009-4.
Yes, right. That's the account number of the Krungsai Bank. And like we have the account number and BSB, and in the Bangkok, they have got account number and SWIFT code. All right. Now you have got the SWIFT code as well. That is KRPHTHBK. Right?
Yeah, the SWIFT code. Yeah.
Now, and just above that, you're able to see the bank address as well.
The address and the bank address is Karangsai Bank, and then the address and the savings account is the SWIFT code. And then you'll sit there. Yeah.
Okay, now it is not needed, the user or something like that, it is not needed. Now I'm giving you the reason just below that you are sending this money to this company because you are buying a property in Thailand. Now you can see that in Thailand you can't buy a property, okay? In Thailand, you can lease a property for at least 50 years, like 10 years or 20 years, something like that. You need to tell them that you have leased a property in Thailand. That is the reason why this is the partial payment of that company that I have been made. So I'm just lease a property over there. Okay? And if they will gonna ask you for the paperwork.
I'm sending money to this company because I'm buying a property in Thailand. So it's a partial deposit payment that I have set.
Yes. And if they ask you whom you are sending this money to, do you know them? Tell them, yes, you have a family relations with these people, and you know them very well.
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
It's broken up.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah. Let's check.
And I couldn't understand a word you're saying.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
No, start it again.
Okay, now you see that I have told you that you need to tell them that you have leased a property in Thailand for about 20 or 30 years. So that is the reason why you are sending this money to this company, okay? And you know them very well.
You've got, I'm sending the money to this company because I'm buying a property in Thailand.
Yeah, because in the Thailand, you can't buy a property. So, they have some lease lands. So, you tell them that you are leased the property for some years
And that is the reason why this is a partial payment, partial deposit that you are sending it to them that you have already sent. And the amount would be 49,800 at the bottom.
Yeah.
I have mentioned the amount. Yes. Now, if they will going to ask you for the paperwork, tell them that you haven't received that paperwork yet, but you will going to receive it within some days. So it's a half payment that you have been made. So after a few days, you will going to receive that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that they would be going to give you a call back, but if they will going to call you, you need to tell them this, that you just leased the property in Thailand. That is the reason it's a partial payment that you have been made from your internet banking. Okay? So you have got the account number and the SWIFT code, and you have got the company's name as well. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Alright. Maybe you will receive the call, or maybe you will going to receive an email. If you received any such email, you can go ahead and reply to me, or you just forward that email to me if you receive it.
I'll just forward it to you.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm not going to reply to anything. It's going to go straight to you.
Yes, right. You reply it to me. You forward to me, and tomorrow in the morning, you have to go to work within half an hour, I believe.
I do, and I'm working until 10, and then I have to do half an hour of case notes and stuff, so I'm not going to be available till 11 probably, and then I'm back at work again at 2:45 tomorrow.
All right, then. So what I'll do, I'll get back to you tomorrow at 11 o'clock, okay?
Okay, no idea. Okay.
Okay. Then we will go ahead and check this.
Just remember, my phone is off for all this time, so if we miss it, we miss it.
Maybe they will contact you on your email, I guess. I don't think that they're going to contact you. Yeah, maybe they will going to send you the email. If you receive that email, if you have got the time, you can just simply forward the email to me, and we will going to... conversation over to you.
You can do it the way you want it then. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Right. All right, Anne.
I'm not there for 48 hours or so, you know, I'm not going to be very productive. But anyway, if I send an email, I'll send it to you.
Yes, right. But make sure if you receive any calls and if you're able to talk to them, so just tell them that you have leased a property in Thailand. That is the reason why you are sending this money to them, to the Kung Thai Bank. And you know them very well. Okay?
Okay. Not a problem. All right.
All right, Anne. Take care of yourself. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.